And a good Monday morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. We'll set the scene here for this next hour. Later on in the show, we're going to get an update from Melissa Kirkwood from the Sunset Zoo. Of course, they had a big day Friday with a groundbreaking ceremony for their latest exhibit, Expedition Asia. That'll be the highlight of the conversation. We'll also talk with John Cox, superintendent at USD 384 Blue Valley Schools, coming up a little bit later on. But we're going to kick things off first talking with Macy Mishler, who I have over the phone. She's a Medicare specialist with Kansas Medicare Advisors. Good morning, Macy.
Morning, Brandon. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I am doing great. What a beautiful Monday morning it is.
Yes, indeed. It certainly is. It's a little cool out there. I was a step outside this morning, and it almost felt like I went into winter. It was really chilly.
Yeah, a little bit.
And, of course, you know, you have an important topic here that usually happens during the fall, and that is the annual enrollment period for Medicare. And it's real important for people to know about it. It is kind of we were talking before we went on air that it's kind of sneaking up on people.
Right. Yeah. Our busy season, annual enrollment period for Medicare runs from October 15th through December 7th of each year. And so it's right around the corner, and our office is gearing up for a very busy fall.
You know, for folks like you and me, we're a little younger. This doesn't affect us yet, but for folks in their 60s, they really need to start thinking about this because this is very important to maybe saving some money.
Yeah, that's correct. Each year, folks who are on Medicare have one opportunity to review things like drug plans and different coverages that they have through Medicare. And this can be the difference in a lot of money savings. And it's really important to find the right plan for you. So even if your drugs don't change throughout the year, each year these drug plans do change. And some of those changes are very significant. So it is truly important to talk to an expert each year and figure out, like I said, what the best plan is for you.
What about folks who are just maybe brand new to Medicare, haven't had it before, and are now just starting to get signed up with it?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. There are, I think it's 10,000 folks a day who are turning 65 in the U.S. That's a very large number. And there's a lot of misinformation going out through different sources. And so it's extremely important for those folks to talk to an expert. You know, there's questions like, am I going to continue working? Do I have an employer plan? Do I have creditable coverage? And an expert can answer those questions with you and then figure out what are our best options.
Okay. And I know that when it comes to Medicare, there's different parts. There's the Part A, Part B, and I'm not familiar with all that. Can you kind of explain the difference there?
Sure. So Part A of Medicare is your hospital inpatient. If you're sleeping in their bed and eating their food, Part A is covering that. And there is no premium for Part A as long as you have worked for 40 quarters, 10 years in your life. Part B of Medicare is your hospital, doctor's appointments, inpatient services, outpatient services. And that does cost you a premium per month to have that coverage. But unfortunately, Medicare doesn't cover everything. I would love to say that you don't have to worry about anything beyond A and B of Medicare. But there are options like Part D of Medicare, that is your prescription coverage, which is what we're talking about with the annual enrollment period. And then on top of that, people typically opt to add a supplement to that. And that usually will cover a vast majority of the medical expenses that Medicare doesn't cover.
Gotcha. And then we hear a lot about Part D, and that's just specifically to drug coverage.
Right, that is your prescription drug plan. So like I said, in our office, we take your specific drugs, your prescriptions, and we put those into our system. And then based on where you're located and what pharmacy you prefer, It spits out an option for us that is the right plan for you based on all of that criteria.
Okay. And it's really important to know what's covered by what, because if things change every year, as I understand it, and you know, what was covered in 2019 may not be covered in 2020.
Absolutely. So even if you've taken the same drugs for the past 10 years, the drug plans themselves have what are called formularies, and these formularies change every single year, no matter what drug plan there it is. So it is extremely important to have these looked at by a professional every single fall.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about Kansas Medicare Advisors and kind of where you're located and how you help folks in the community here.
Right. So we are based out of Manhattan. We also have an office in Wichita, and I love serving the folks in Western Kansas as well. So haven't forgotten about out west. But Kansas Medicare Advisors is your local advisory, really committed to doing what's best for the client sitting in front of them. Like I said before, there's a lot of misinformation going around about Medicare and how it works. And so my favorite part of my job is sitting down with folks, typically face-to-face, but sometimes that hasn't happened the last few months, unfortunately. But sitting down with folks and getting to know their situation and then finding that plan that is the best option for them.
And how is coronavirus changing that? Is there, if people are going to set up an appointment here to talk to an advisor, do they have to do it virtually right now, or can you go in person?
Right. So we are operating virtually right now, just for the safety of others, because I do love to sit down with folks, but we do have to think about those folks who I work with, you know, are more susceptible to coronavirus having adverse reactions, I guess you could say. So we are trying to lessen that exposure. And so, I mean, I'm doing Zoom calls with folks. I'm doing phone calls, emails, however we can communicate with them that's most comfortable.
Gotcha. And do you need any documentation ahead of time if you're going to have an appointment? What's a good thing to include in that?
So you can give me a call at any time, but typically for these plans, I need your Medicare card and your prescription drug list. So that is what prescription you take, what the dosage is, and how many times you take it per day. And then I need your zip code, and I need the pharmacy that you prefer to use.
Okay. So a lot of good information. Again, it's October 15th through December 7th. And it's probably better to err on the side of doing this earlier rather than waiting to the last minute.
Right. Like I said, this is the busiest time of year in my office. So we work as quickly as we can through all of these plans with folks. But the earlier I get this, the earlier I can take care of it and know that it's done.
All right. Lacey Mishler again joining us here with Kansas Medicare Advisors. What's a typical question you get from someone who comes into your office or now virtually that has questions?
Right. So a big question typically is they say, I'm going to continue working. So what do we do? And there's no one answer for that. If you're going to continue working, then do you have employer coverage? And is it good coverage? Or do we put you on Medicare and give you better coverage? So it's a hard question to answer, and all the questions that I typically get in my office are similar to that, because every question has an answer that is customized to that person's situation.
It's almost safe to say that your advisors are kind of almost financial advisors in a sense, because you're trying to save them the most money possible.
Right. In a sense, we are financial advisors, and we operate very similarly, I suppose.
Gotcha. Well, is there anything else I haven't asked here that you want to make sure to get across to the public that may be listening here this morning?
I don't think so. Just, get your coverage reviewed while you can this fall. It is terribly important.
Absolutely. It's so important to do that. Again, October 15th through December 7th, that's when the annual enrollment period takes place. Macy, we appreciate it, and hope you have a lot of success this fall and get some folks some money saved.
Thanks so much. I look forward to it, and I appreciate the opportunity here, Brandon.
Yep, not a problem. Kansas Medicare Advisors here in Manhattan. That is Macy Mishler. We'll back with more In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.